Balcony's first ever year-round bourbon was an inspiration. It all had to work together. A blend of carefully selected ingredients, Texas-sized pot stills, and creative people determined to find the absolute best way to usher a new whiskey along. When you discover how it pairs with a meaningful moment, suddenly the feeling of drinking great whiskey becomes a whole lot more.
Hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Whiskey Neat, spirited conversations with interesting people. I am your host, Christopher Hart. Now, today I sit down with Mark Normand. Mark Normand just had a comedy special come out called Out to Lunch on YouTube. Don't Be Yourself is a special before that. Mark Normand is a fantastic comedian, real punchy, quick one-liners. Great guy, from what I can tell. And Zahed Devji. Zahed was on last week. He's another local Houston comic. He's featuring for Mark this, well, last weekend at the Houston Improv. And yeah, we just hang out for a minute, have some whiskey, try some few things. I brought some old bottles that are fun. And yeah, check out his tour dates at marknorman.com. And of course, Rogan's in town this week. Go check out improvtx.com/Houston for your tickets. Couldn't be a bigger fan of comedy. So this is really cool to be able to sit down with Mark Normand. Ad Reads, as you know, Balcony's is always one of our biggest sponsors. But Whiskey Neat is also seeing the return of one of our favorite sponsors, and that is Glass Rev Imports. Glass Rev Imports and Amroot Distilleries crafts one of the most award-winning Indian single malts with the exact same standards of Scotch. Amroot Fusion also received the double gold blind and scored a jaw-dropping 96 points by the judges at the Proof Awards. Amroot Single Malt Whiskey is widely available across America and can be found almost everywhere in Texas. Go out and get a bottle today. Check out Mark Normand's podcast, Tuesdays with Stories. It's him and Joe List, another fantastic comedian. And yeah, so before we get into today's show, I just want to say one thing, and it's a plea for reason. It's a plea for reflection. I love you guys, and without further ado, Mark Normand and Zahed Devji. Cheers. Mark.
Ha!
Hey. I'd shake your hand, but I don't know if we should. Yeah, yeah, there you go. Boom.
Hey, just fist me.
Okay, right off the bat. Here we go.
Yes.
That joke's a little underdeveloped.
Never mind. Oh, boy.
Zahed, thanks for coming back, man.
Of course,
I hear you guys killed it last night at the Improv.
Hot show, hot crowd. The first show was good. The second show was lights out, as they say. Although I got yelled at by a lady, but, you know, that's par for the anal.
Well, especially in her line of work, from what I hear. She was an actress, yeah?
Yeah.
She was an actress.
Well, that's one way to put it.
Actress.
An exotic actress.
Nice.
Well, thanks so much for coming on. I know you've I'm glad to be on the road again. As things have been kind of nuts.
Sure, yeah. I hope people don't hate me for it, but I have a big nut, and I got to pay those bills, so I got to get out there.
Sure, sure. You're not the first. I mean, the last couple weeks have been crazy. Rogan's coming this week. Mm-hmm. He'll be in Houston at the Improv Friday. So I think people are ready to get out there.
Yeah. And you know, you throw the mask on, you do your part. But I try to assume it's all coming on me. I'm on a plane. You know, I'm yelling at an audience. I hope if I get sick, I'm fine with that. But I don't want to get anyone else sick.
Mm. Sure. I think you've said this before, road comics. I mean, you guys are basically like walking rats, you know?
Sewer rats.
Yeah, you guys, balls of disease. So.
Yeah. As a kid, though, didn't you just play in dirt and lick weird shit? Remember licking 9 volts? I mean, I feel like I grew up before the internet, so it was just, you know, slingshots and going down by the river. I don't know why it turned
poking
into
dead
Huck
bodies
Finn.
And yeah,
but yeah, it was Huck Finn. And like, let me see your dick, I'll show you mine. And that was childhood.
You lick it. So I figured you guys had a good night. You might as well celebrate and start off with a drink.
I know
Mark's a famous whiskey guy. You talk about it quite a bit. You're a big fan of the brown water.
Yeah, I like the whiskey. I like the scotch. I like the bourbon.
Scotch.
Oh, yeah.
Oof, really?
Love scotch. The peatier, the better.
Oh,
dude,
my gosh.
You showed me about this last time. I was losing my mind with this.
We talked about it last week.
So peat.
Finding out. Lafroy, Ardbeg, Lagavulin, those are my favorites.
Mm.
If you're a bourbon fan, I don't know how much bourbon you'd like, but...
Not too much.
Yeah, yeah, we'll take it light.
We'll just kill the hair of the jizz there.
Hair of the jizz.
Yeah, bourbon, this is one of the best.
My God.
E.H. Taylor, 100 proof. Can't go wrong here.
Crap. So this is bourbon?
This is bourbon.
What's the difference between
bourbon and scotch?
Yeah, I don't know anything.
Well, besides regionality, it has to do with ingredients, right? Difference between a carrot cake and a good cake, right?
Right, right, right.
So bourbon's made with corn and wheat and different grains, whereas scotch is almost... Well, not always, but single malt scotch is usually 100% malted barley. So it's just ingredients.
Gotcha.
Either way, it's delicious.
I heard that scotch isn't actually from Scotland. They claim that, but it's not true.
Oh, yeah?
I heard it was invented in China.
Really?
That might be the case. I know how you're big on fun facts.
I love a fun fact.
I tried to find a few.
Dolphins kill for fun. Fun fact.
Kill really? For fun?
Yeah.
Wow. I've said this before, but... White people, you guys have all the dolphin facts.
We love dolphins.
I've never heard a black person ever tell me a fact about a dolphin. It's never happened. A Chinese person never told me a fact about a dolphin. I've only gotten dolphin facts from white people.
That's a good point. Yeah, so, we like dolphins.
Putting it out there. They're always like, the genitals are the same. Really, I'm like, just fuck it. Yeah. You want to fuck it?
Well, our dream is to just go to SeaWorld and pet one. That's every white girl I grew up with had dolphins all over her trapper keeper.
Lisa Frank made them famous. Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, you're a 90. You're a result of the 90s. 36. Sure. So you grew up right in the heart of
of
the Spice Girls and Will Smith and that
good
whole
times.
Thing.
1994. Yeah. Reservoir. No. Shawshank Redemption. Pulp Fiction. Forrest Gump.
Mm-hmm.
All in 1 year.
Same thing happened in 1999. There was a changing of the guard of directors, and that's where you got Fight Club and Matrix. And
I've talked about that with a friend of mine.
What's the guy's name that does all the quirky, fun, awesome stuff with Willem Dafoe, with hotels?
Will.
Right on the tip of
Will,
my tongue.
Not Will Anderson.
Wes Anderson. Same thing. Wes Anderson got his break in 1999. So there was like this changing of the guards, all these other like classic example. Sip lightly.
Okay, this is...
Well, last time we did it was knocking him back.
Well, you were knocking him back. You were knocking him back. You're not supposed to knock him back.
You're not supposed to.
This is bourbon.
He's like, let it rest in your mouth.
Yeah, so last night, what were you drinking? Scotch?
Tequila. I started on tequila because Bert Kreischer told me it gives you no hangover. So
that's such a bullshit Bert would say. It all has to do with hydration. It has nothing to do with it being poorly made.
I feel like I want to drink with you everywhere I go because you're like a drink caddy.
Well, avoid shots and avoid sugar, so the cocktails will give you hangover.
Yeah.
But clean alcohol is clean alcohol, and all tequila, bourbon, rum, it's distilled, so it's clean as clean gets.
Gotcha.
You're not going to get a hangover unless you're dehydrated and your body's aching. And
look at my body. That's how my body runs.
Yeah, we're hurting.
Drink some water. You went through five bottles on Tuesday.
They always say drink water. Water doesn't cure it.
No. You drink water beforehand. So if
like
you're drinking water while you're drinking booze, you stave off.
It's too hard to live. I mean, I have the STD now. I'm trying to get rid of it, you know? I forgot to wear the condom already.
So now it's ibuprofen and hydration.
All right.
Maybe
all
some
right.
greasy food.
Greasy food. That's I do a hot cold, hot coffee with a cold beverage together. Mm. Ice cold hot, like an icy hot for your throat. Yeah.
So you just have to taste the whiskey. You don't have to drink it all.
Once
your mouth acclimates
that was
to that.
Good.
You can't, if you're a Blanton's fan, Colonel E.H. Taylor, same distillery.
That is good.
Really good. Really good bourbon, hard to find. I think they drop for like $60, but if you really, it's hard to get.
Which one was this one?
They trade for like $150 a bottle.
That's a nice bottle, too.
Yeah, Bald and Bond, E.H. Taylor.
That's a good label.
Yeah, so fun fact for you, when using modern detergent, clothes are equally clean whether you use warm or cold water. Did you know that?
No, but I...
Most people always go hot water.
You feel like there's more with hot.
Cleanliness.
Seinfeld. Wasn't Seinfeld had a great dry cleaning joke?
I don't know. Text him real quick.
The way? Nice. Remember the dry cleaning? He's like, dry...
Oh, dry's not cleaning.
That's where that's coming from.
Right. He's like, you ever get something off with your fingernail? That's dry cleaning.
That's dry cleaning.
Yeah, that's a classic.
I love that. But yeah, you automatically think, you know, no one takes a cold shower and feels as good as when you take a hot shower.
No.
Take a hot shower. No. Like, I got some stuff off.
Yeah.
So what tequila were you drinking last night?
I don't know. Whatever the club gave me.
I think we went.
Don Julio or Patron or some.
Middle shelf Espolon, whatever that middle one is.
Sure.
It's got to be clear, they say. Mm-hmm. And I drank that George Clooney tequila once, and that is not, I don't think it's good stuff. I don't want to shit on the Clune, but I get the runs.
The Clune.
I get the worst hangover, and it's clear, and I'm drinking water, and I still get bad hang.
So the clear thing's also an old wives' tale.
Gah!
It's just a barrel. It's just charcoal.
It's racist propaganda.
It's racist propaganda. These brown liquids. They're bullshit. I didn't mean to look at Zahid when I said that. I apologize.
No, that's what I pee brown liquids. That wasn't funny. What I said that.
You shit brown liquid.
There you go.
For those who can see it off camera, we were getting the cork out of our old bong pipe over here.
Yeah,
this is a sipper, right?
That's a sipper.
Okay,
now,
I like
you can
a sipper.
You can mix it, but just sip it. Your mouth will get used to the heat. It's 100 proof. It's a little bit stronger than what you're used to.
Yeah, this
heat.
Is stronger, but it feels nice.
Oh, it tastes fantastic too. Do you want some, Brandon?
Yeah,
guys. So what's the order for tonight? You've got Zahid Youngblood or Youngblood Zahid, and then
Youngblood is hosting. He's featuring.
Sure. And then the man himself.
Yeah, Chappelle's dropping in. He's going to do 20 minutes of preaching. And
sure.
Then,
exactly 8 minutes and yeah. Something seconds.
Right, right.
What's next on the tour dates?
Well, you know, you can't really get the cream of the crop now. Like, this is a great gig, this Houston Improv, and I did Addison a couple weeks ago, which is in Dallas. But next week is Greenville, North Carolina or South?
It doesn't matter.
It feels like a north.
The north will rise
again. North vibe.
So that'll. I've never been to Greenville. I don't know anything about. Is it south?
Ah, fuck. The south will rise.
I hate losing a 50-50.
It hurts.
It's just even. Anyways,
I hear you. Even Steven. But look up Comedy Zone because there is a Greenville in both Carolinas. So it's a real cunt. But that should be an interesting gig. And I'm getting a lot of guys with camouflage baseball hats going, I'm coming out, man. So, hey, you know, who knows? I don't discrim.
Charlotte, North Carolina for Comedy Zone.
No. Greenville. There's one there, too. This is how bad I am with my
Greensboro.
Greensboro.
Maybe that's it. Comedy Zone. You got Comedy Zone?
Greenville, South Carolina.
All right. There you go. You were right.
We got it. Off camera mic, that's young Jamie over there.
Jamie! Oh, just like Rogan.
No,
you
that's
got a
Brandon.
Oh.
Well, yeah, just like Rogan. We had
people just imagine a guy whose arms are too big, breaking computer keyboard.
Shop couldn't remember, we couldn't remember Kathy Bates' name, and he was pulling it up, and it felt very Rogan-esque to have Callan and Shop arguing over something, and then Brandon off camera pulling it up. Right. So, it doesn't have to be clear. That's all bullshit. Just
okay, good to know, because I like the whisk, but I always want to go clear for the hang.
Yeah, it's just extremely a diuretic. It's going to drain you of all your precious nutrients and make you do things you regret.
Oh, yeah.
It's all of it. That's any alcohol at that point for me.
But how do we not have a cure? I mean, I've covered this in my act, but it's just like, we got a cure for this, we got a cure for that. Can't we get I've tried all the chasers, all the pills, all the clean you outs and whatnots, and the liquids and the powders. Nothing works.
Nothing works.
I need to get a hangover cure when I wake up and just, the only thing that works for me is Adderall. You got a bad hangover, just take an Adderall and you're...
Yeah, but the problem with that is like by the time like 5 p.m. hits, you're like...
Oh, yeah.
You're just like a squirrel.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Just all wound up.
That's how I am. Adderall's like, it's good, but you got to have things to do.
Right.
If you don't have things to do, you're just like a crazy person.
It's true.
Like walking around, everyone's like, what's your deal?
Didn't
like,
Rogan say it's like meth or something? It's basically meth?
Well, it's clear meth, so there's no hangover.
You start taking apart the VCR.
And that's why you're the man in charge. That's why you're the feature act.
Yeah, it's bad news, but it's also fun.
Yeah, it is fun, especially at the end of the night.
Yeah.
So I wanted to ask you, I know you've talked about being cooped up in New York and being crammed in there. Two things. Have you thought about moving to L.A. or moving out of the city? Because I know you've talked about, you said you feel like you're in a shoebox at times. You and the old lady are beating each other.
Yeah. It's getting tight in there. The walls are closing in. But I love the city. You know, you sacrifice the space for the city. I mean, if I go... Me and my gal, we did a couple Airbnbs around town just so we didn't go insane. And we got to, like, upstate New York. We went to Jersey, went to here, Connecticut. And, the birds are chirping, and there's plenty of square footage, but I'm miserable all day. I'm bored out of my mind. So I'd rather trade the small space for the city.
For the activity.
Yes, I like to see people around. I don't want to talk to them. There's a guy shitting in his hands. There's a pigeon with AIDS. I like New York. But I lose it.
Don't you want that on a shirt?
Yeah.
Pigeon with AIDS.
Just that whole rant in a Yeah, the
that sounds shooting. Like if Randy Newman wrote a song for New York instead of L.A.
Right.
Imagine pitching that to a T-shirt place.
I love New York.
I love Randy Newman.
Guy shitting in his hand and a rat with AIDS or a bird with AIDS. My only thing is pulling my hair out, man. I've got four kids, and there's not much left for me to pull out.
Four kids?
Wow.
Yeah, you have four kids. You're a year younger than me. You have four kids?
Wow.
I got to leave the set. This is crazy.
I'm a homeowner, too.
What? No homeowner.
No, it was fun for like a week. I didn't have to do anything, and then I hate everybody. I hate my wife. I hate my kids. And you know, nowadays you definitely don't act on it because it'll come out.
Wow,
it'll end up on Twitter.
I'm pro-choice. I don't know how you do it. Four kids.
You don't have aspirations for ever
maybe
kids?
One day, but I'd like to be financially stable. I'd like to have an apartment bigger than a sardine
shoebox?
Can.
Yeah.
So.
Where do you live in New York? The area?
West Village.
West Village.
Give your address. Just give your address.
That's a good village.
Great village. I've always wanted to live there. It's like, you know, Bob Dylan and, you know, Dylan Thomas and another guy named Dylan.
The Greenwich.
Yes, the Greenwich Village. But, Village. You know, they know the neighborhood's great and they rape you on the rent.
Yeah.
And the size.
Fun fact, Charles Darwin and Abraham Lincoln, Charles Darwin, have the exact same birthday. Same year, same day, same everything.
Mm. I heard a great joke from Matthew Broussard that...
really want to meet that guy.
Oh, dude, he wants to do the show. I talked to him. He really wants to do it.
Since you came on, anyone I've asked, that guy's amazing. That guy's so funny.
Yeah, I've had he's great.
He
had this great joke where I think it's maybe a new joke where he goes, I think if you like ask, I forgot how the setup is, which is the important part of a joke. So I'm glad I got that down. But he goes, if you ask, like, I think it was a Abraham Lincoln quote where he goes, guys, I wore that hat one time.
Yeah,
I love that. It's so simple. So
it somehow became his whole thing.
I love that.
All right.
What fun fact about Lincoln? He has a bodyguard. He might be gay. He slept in the same bed as some dude, but I think that was normal back then. But he had a bodyguard, and he said he had three dreams over three nights about getting assassinated. Then
no way.
The bodyguard said, "Don't go to the theater tonight, Donna. I got a bad feeling." And he said he told him goodbye, and he always said goodnight. And it was the first time he said goodbye, and he died.
And that was the night he died.
Yeah.
Holy
can't go to the theater.
So he was in on it. That's what we would call nowadays an inside. He was regretting it and said, "Please don't go. I actually don't want you to die." And
interesting.
Tipped his hat, so to speak.
Yeah.
So you like Four Roses?
I think so.
This is a cast strength.
Where's the dump? Dump thing.
Let's see. Here.
Or am I drinking out of it?
Yeah, you can.
I think it's okay.
I tell you what. Then why don't
am
we?
Am I drinking out of the
why
dump?
Why don't we make this your glass? You can be bougie as fuck, and this will be the dump glass.
The old dump cup.
Give us that then. Yeah, that'll be great. So that'll be the dump glass.
Dumps like a cup.
Mm-hmm.
This is an old pick we did for the for my festival.
Mm-hmm.
Little self.
You did that.
Self promotion. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Even
so,
like a Confederate soldier.
Yeah. That's what we were going for.
Yeah.
So and then let me get Zawhead covered here. Yeah, got to take Brandon care of.
Get a whiff of that.
I know.
Turpentine.
there's some of these. There's some of these
take it
bottles
light.
And stuff
take
where,
sips.
Where I've smelled it and it'll.
Really
it's like wasabi.
Yes, wasabi.
By segment two, you'll be like, "This smells amazing." You just gotta get the gears going.
Also, it kind of took the rust off of last night a little
it
bit.
It helps.
Yeah. Is your back still hurting you?
Yeah, but it's just sitting
tobacco.
Down, getting up.
You
it's
like
not
cigars?
Like, not crazy. I do like smoking.
That hurts from carrying the show. All right.
Or that woman out. This is a real tobacco bomb to me. It's good. It tastes like. It's going to sound bad. It's a compliment. It tastes like cigarettes.
Great.
Which one is this? I taste like cigarettes.
It's like my ex.
I used to fuck Mark.
It's this one here.
Oh,
the one
cool.
with my face
Four
on the
roses.
Side of it. What, how long have you you guys talking wedding bells?
Good stuff.
You should do hot ones, by the way. Have you talked
about it? I would love to do hot ones.
Yeah.
You'd be great on that.
I would love it.
You would be really great.
I love
great.
Spicy food.
Your reaction
you really?
Would be right off the charts.
You like spicy food?
Oh, I love spicy. Yeah.
I'm Indian, so.
Are you really?
Well, yeah.
I thought you were Mexican.
Well, I put the mustache on.
That's actually why. No.
Yeah, I love
ooh, this all is right. heavy duty.
So just take it light. Just take little sips. It's all about you just tasting it, kind of lubing it going. You don't have to swallow right away. That's usually the let your mouth adjust. So wow. That's what they say.
Oh, it's the I have really bad acid indigestion.
If you leave it in your mouth long enough,
you'll
start salivating, and it'll help when you swallow.
Ooh. It's like you're saying like it's like adding water to the whiskey, except your mouth is providing it.
Punish your mouth first, and then it'll also get your mouth used to drinking something so high proof. This is a little higher. This is 56.8%. So it's a.
I imagine this is what you say when you fuck.
Yeah. Leave in the mouth a little bit. Stop chewing it.
This will ruin a breathalyzer. Like this is fire.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
fire water.
You're not supposed to breathalyze for 20 minutes. You know that?
We talked about this last night.
20 minutes after you drink.
About when it hits and if someone.
Brandon.
Oh yeah.
How much proof is this?
So this is 100 proof. So 50% alcohol.
Okay.
This is 56.8. So this is 113
and change. Gotcha.
So yes, once you, if you get pulled over on a scooter, right? Wait 20 minutes before blowing. Otherwise, you're gonna go straight to jail because it's gonna make it.
Yeah.
It's gonna ruin it.
Off the
Speaking of scooters, remember the Hawaii horrific.
The rainfall,
dude.
That was bananas.
One of the.
We did the Hawaii Comedy Festival in Honolulu before Corona.
I didn't realize y'all did that together.
Oh, yeah.
I remember seeing your posts.
Yeah, we had a great time.
Great time, and we rented scooters on the last day, or my last day, and we went to Pearl Harbor. But the ride there, we got hit by a monsoon, so we're just like, just fucking poor. You can't even see in front of you.
It hurts. Horrifying. It hurts.
Yeah. When you're going like, hitting your head?
Dude, yeah. You're going like 40 miles an hour, you get like raindrops hitting your face, and you're just like...
Yeah.
You feel like you got divorced. It just, everything is.
Right.
Getting exfoliated.
Dude. Yeah. And then, we met up. Like, I lost you guys at one point.
We had to pull over.
And I caught up with you. And then we went to the beach. And it had felt like we had gone through the whole laundry cycle. Because we went from, like, rinse to dry. Like, you're, like, dry in, like, 40 minutes.
Yeah, like my ex.
In 40 minutes. At that point, it's her fault.
Yeah. But yeah, then we jumped off that rock, then we had dinner, then we went to Pearl Harbor. It was a beautiful day.
Dude, it's crazy.
Beautiful day, yeah.
We were talking about how it was a great last hurrah, comedy-wise.
Totally.
Before the whole AIDS
kicked
in.
The bad AIDS. We talked about this a little bit on the way here, but I wanted to get your perspective of now that you, and I know you've got a piece of this as well, you are in comedy, you start selling tickets, you start meeting bigger names, you start... becoming friends with Jerry Seinfeld.
Acquaintance.
Yeah. You guys have hung out. You always have to bring it down a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
You
can never take too much.
Does that, you would think that it would relax your anxiety a little bit, but does it add to it? The anxiety of like, should I text him? Should I not text him?
Yes, of course.
The last three times we texted, it was me that initiated the text. It's a weird.
It's the same. I bring this up all the time, but it's the same as like a beautiful woman or a girl you're like really into. Mm-hmm. If you just go up and, you know, you have a few beers, you just go up and talk to somebody that you're into, it goes fine. But if you contemplate and stew in it, it's going to be horrible.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with a guy like Seinfeld, where I'm like, oh, rewrite. That's not funny enough, but am I being too funny? Am I being too on? If you just put the fucking thing out there, it's fine. And that's how you got to live your life.
And Bert talked about that with Rogan. He said for a long time he just would forget that, we're actually like friends. Like, it's weird. Weird that we're friends. Is there still anyone that you see pretty regularly that you're, I wouldn't say starstruck, but nervous around?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm nervous around this guy.
Brandon.
You know? Yeah. I'm nervous around everybody. But
you're a nervous guy just normally.
Just a nervous, neurotic guy. Does he hate me? Was that a stupid thing to say?
I didn't realize that until everyone has that like whole like we all have anxiety right now. I have like a really bad nail biting problem.
Holy shit.
I know.
You're like Amistad.
You've
been clawing away at the boat.
Fingers. Yeah.
By the way, Amistad was, if you don't know, it was a show where this guy just bit his nails on a boat.
Yeah, it was DeVito, right? Danny DeVito. Yeah,
DeVito and Amistad?
Yeah, Rumham.
The funniest fucking But I had some small white little lady that I was trying to bank told me that one time. She's like, you have anxiety, and I was like, I don't have anxiety. Blah.
Yeah. She's like, look at your hands.
She's like, you always smoke cigarettes and you don't have any nails.
Everybody copes a different way.
And the first time I was like, shit. Because you don't want to be the thing that everyone is, you know, and everyone's doing the whole like.
Yeah, I don't want any weaknesses.
Some people actually have it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, some people are, like, coming out, they're like, I'm gay. I'm like, you're not gay. Hey.
Right, right.
Well, they're just trying to do it.
We've
to,
all liked a, you know, we've all seen some things, right?
Yeah. I still think that some people just want to get on whatever the trend is.
I completely agree.
I just want to hop on the boat. It could be anxiety.
Molested.
It's anything.
Yeah, anything.
You just want to be the, I'm also here.
Right, you're just, right. You're just, also reward victimhood.
It's an identifier, right? People like to associate with the fact that I am this.
Yes.
This defines me.
Yes.
And I always want to stay away from it. I was like, I don't have anxiety.
Always.
I'm not gay. I'm
I was
not
diagnosed
black.
With AD&D or ADHD as a kid. Yeah. I refused to take my Ritalin. I was like, no, there's nothing wrong with me. I'm fine.
Right.
Yeah.
And it turns out I was fine.
Like,
we do it with everything. Like, we'll take a 23andMe and be like, come on, Native American, please.
No, man. 3% black?
Yeah, I'll take it. Yes. Ashkenazi, whatever that means. Great overalls. But yeah, so we all want it. It's fun. Gives you a little hook. But it's funny because when I was a kid, you hid all that shit, and now you get it out quick.
Yes!
Like, please, I'm working on a bit about this.
I literally just texted Andrew this. I was like, you know, when I grew up, you were gay, and you everyone resented you for not coming out.
Right, right. Now you're like, I'm gay! Yeah. You're like 2 years old, like, hey!
You're excited.
I'm better than you, I'm gay.
I do think there, and let me be clear, I do think that there are people
who... No, that's your skin color, it's clear.
Yeah, absolutely. I do think there are people who are gay, but I also think there's a spectrum of, you know, you growing up during your formative years, you don't know where you belong, right?
Totally, right.
I mean, we all went through like a skateboarding phase,
oh, yeah.
Or a band phase,
sure.
Right?
You know, blackface phase. We all did it.
100%.
Barely.
I played the bass for a little bit, you know, and then that defines you. You're like, oh, you're a bass player. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
You're all looking for just that thing that makes you who you are instead of just being who you are.
At what point did you become Dilbert? Pull up a picture of Dilbert. You look exactly like Dilbert.
I don't look like Dilbert.
If he had a beard. If he had a beard.
And see-through skin? Oh, I guess he's... That don't look like Dilbert.
You're right. Okay. Nah, I take it all back.
I mean, it's not too far. It's not...
I had a conversation with a friend that I hadn't talked to in a couple of months during quarantine. And I think with comedy, I don't know if you go through this. And we all go through it at some point, depending on... whatever field you work in, but I was starting to think that in comedy, a lot of my relationships with people had been based off of comedy, and I didn't have a lot of sincerity in my relationships.
Or substance beyond that.
So when you're talking about like Seinfeld, even like working with you, like any headliner, it's always come down to, I was like, in the past, you're always like, oh, I'm in, and you're like in work comedy mode.
Sure,
so then
sure.
This like human aspect gets taken out. And then for the first time, I was like, just be a guy. Just
be a guy.
And just be sincere with intentions. And
they're having thoughts, too. They're having anxiety and insecurities as well. But we all think it's just us. Yeah, we're all human.
Like, yeah, exactly. Like, try to get the people part better. And then the rest will always fall into place.
I completely agree.
And that kind of came to me during the old teen.
But we're guarded. We're guarded. Because, you know, we've been hurt, or our parents are shitty, or you got finger fucked, or whatever it is. So you're always kind of like... Can I open up?
Sure.
I had a guy, I'm not going to say his name, but he's a pretty...
Say his name.
Pretty famous
comic.
It's
like six people that listen to this.
What's it rhyme with? Cosby?
yeah. And he said, you know, we're cool. We've always hung out, but I've never gotten any like emotional connection with you. And I was, in my head, I was like, yeah, you're welcome. Like, I thought I was trying to be, I'm not going to put my baggage on you.
Sure.
Because there's nothing worse than the guy who goes too far the other way, where he's
gotcha.
Like, this sucks, my dad's gay, whatever.
I 100%
like,
agree.
Just say hello.
The overshare?
The overshare.
As soon as you meet them, they talk about
thing.
How they've got, I've got arthritis, and
I
was molested, or like, there's so much details to their life. I'm like, hey, man, can we just be friends first before we...
Yeah, it's kind of
about your divorce,
stepwise and natural. And again, what you said, it's got to feel right. It's got to feel not fucking weird.
It's got to be natural. Yeah,
and some people use that sympathy connection thing to get closer to you.
I'm like,
it wasn't warranted yet. I get opening up, but it wasn't. You went too hard, too quick.
Yeah, well, everyone.
In the interview, I
like
forget if it was.
Yeah,
I forget if it was the first.
The dry heat.
We have a vaudeville act.
I saw that.
It's called Hot and Cold. Callback.
Whether it was your first Rogan interview or your second Rogan interview, you talked about how you were having trouble even just looking at him in the eyes.
Well, I can't do that with anybody.
Right,
like the mailman in the eyes.
He's got fucking sunglasses on.
Yeah. I know, and I feel like I I'm looking at them in general. I'm not really looking for your eyes, and I could just already imagine you like looking away. But you talk about in that episode that you were in a relationship for 12 years.
Yeah, 12
years.
How do you pull off 12 years when you don't look at each other?
A lot of reverse cowgirl, a lot of doggy style.
No one ever goes regular cowgirl. You ever realize that?
I guess that'd be the chick on top.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should call that cowgirl. Yeah.
Why do we have names were cool when you were 14? You remember when you were like, dude, have you ever heard of
the Houdini?
Shrimping.
We were talking about this last night.
Or the Houdini.
Yeah, you ever gone shrimping? There's always some name.
There's like, some name that you have to look up thanks to Urban Dictionary.
You ever try anal? Like, yeah, we... No,
that's how you start, right? That's how you stay a virgin.
That's not a name.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, I grew up Pentecostal in...
Oh, God's hole.
Yeah, in Louisiana, there's a...
God's hole. That was the name of his church.
The butthole. The butthole is God's hole. There was this trend where we'd see people at church would not do vaginal sex. They would do butt sex.
Yeah. Vaginal sex is the is the worst phrase I've ever heard in my life. Vaginal sex?
I disagree. Yeah. You know what the worst phrase is? Worst two words ever to be put together is retarded ejaculation.
Ooh, I disagree. Those might be the best. That's a great punk band, by the way.
That was my first ever...
Is it four bass players?
Yeah.
My first ever open mic, I told the story of me going in for a consult, and my urologist was from Britain, and over there, delayed ejaculation, they refer to as retarded ejaculation.
Because you retard the process.
Yes, it puts it off, right? So... And sometimes when you have a vasectomy, you have trouble completing the show.
Oh, gotcha. I thought when you ejaculate, you can't pronounce your R's.
Something like that. But best two words ever put together. So a couple things. We've got the 1975 Wild Turkey 8-101. This is a great bottle. I got to open this with Senior Dolph Lundgren.
Whoa!
Yeah, isn't that mind-blowing?
So I thought it would be cool. He loved it. I thought it would be a fun bottle.
You know, he has a PhD.
Yes.
Why do you know that?
No. He doesn't have a PhD. He's got a master's from...
why do you know that?
He's got a master's... Well, okay, I interviewed him. A master's MIT. I
feel very stupid.
He's a master's of chemical engineering, I think.
Because you think good-looking guy, muscular guy, action movie. You would never think this guy's a fucking scholar.
Yeah, he kind of got grouped into the dumb... Sylvester Schwarzenegger shoot 'em ups.
Yeah, when you're like kind of a meatheady looking guy, people just assume that there's
there's nothing there.
We go back to our stereotypes for not race or gender, but just silhouettes.
Yeah, we do it with everybody.
We don't look like scientist probably has muscles.
Well, when you're in great shape and in your 60s, I think he's in his 60s.
Oh, sorry, dump glass. Which one's the dump glass?
He looks fantastic. 6'3". That's
gotcha. Thank you.
Yeah, he's a hunk.
Dude, his arms, my wife was there.
My wife.
And I was like, hey, I don't want to put my arms next to him in a photo.
No, you don't.
Yeah. The size of my legs, probably.
Dude,
probably
he's ridiculous. His forearms, too. Jesus Christ.
Still.
Yeah.
Rocky IV?
Well, he was just in Aquaman. I mean, he's
really? Yeah.
We talked about this last time. I was blown away when he told me this.
Yeah. Today's Birdman world, Wild Turkey's very well respected, even now, even though it's like your college drinks. You know, everybody loves a good Wild Turkey.
Gotcha.
But 70s Wild Turkey goes for big money. It fluctuates on auction sites and stuff, but you can get them as high as $800.
Wow.
Some of the bigger bottles, $1,200. I mean, they get pretty crazy. But it was just really good bourbon back then. Not enough people drink it.
This tastes great. I'm kind of a visual guy, I like the label and the bottle and the whole presentation. It's so cool because if you look at the top font, like someone had to draw that.
Looks like a stenciled.
You know, like now you go on Photoshop and everything's all like done for you.
Right. It's not the original cork. The whole thing just is the first thing that when that fell apart, the corks just eat away over time. Uh-huh. So you've got these little time capsules.
So cool looking.
Of
so cool
75, looking. There was that 25 plus another 20.
It just 40, feels personal. You know?
45 years in the bottle.
That's amazing.
Wow, this is older than Star Wars.
Yeah.
Isn't that wild?
1975.
It is wild. It's on the label.
Turkey. Yeah.
Son of a, you're always in the... You guys are the same person, just slightly different colors.
We talked about this last night because, again, I've said this before in comparisons and all this stuff, but I was like, I think it's just the...
Indian.
Yeah.
Going for the joke.
It's the little zingers, just always in the room. Have you thought about telling stories at all?
I've thought about it. I just don't have the courage. I don't have the attention span. I assume I have a 12-second joke, and I assume they're bored for those 12 seconds until the punchline hits. So stories are tough.
Anytime there's silence, you're like, what?
Yeah.
Why am I laughing?
Oh, we had Pauly Shore in, too.
Just ruined it.
Sit in that chair. So don't worry, we sprayed it down.
All right.
He's
but yeah, we were talking about that yesterday, about storytelling comedians versus quick.
Yeah, no, nothing against them. I'm jealous. I mean, I feel like stories connect and resonate with people more than jokes, maybe. Yeah.
Well, as a father, I really associate with Bert in that way.
Yeah.
And because our two oldest daughters are the same age. And then as a married man, I really like Tom and Christina. So you really kind of, and of course, before Louis got in trouble, that's what I think that's what made him, was this connection to a kind of a shitty father or a flippant father. You'd say something. That story he tells about how he was in Italy and he saw like a bunch of wild ponies.
Yes,
that's a funny.
It's the funniest goddamn story of all time. And you think, I'm the best father. Yes, you can touch it, and then it bites her, and he's like, I'm the worst father. Like, there's this panic that happens.
Yeah,
as a father. So I just am curious, because you're so great at these zingers and these one-liners and these like quick-witted thoughts. If you've tried anything, are you?
I've done storytelling shows. I did two This Is Not Happenings, and even
before
before
after Ari.
Well, but one with Ari, one without.
Sure,
so I did black and white, and
up for grabs.
I don't have to scrim, and it was hard preparing for that, just because I had to go to open mics or go to shows or like do the improv, and like the last 10 minutes would be the story, and you have to punch it up and find the ending, and if the ending isn't there, the whole thing's ruined.
It's got
to
be a button.
Yeah,
got to be a button. Got to be a bow on it. So,
and have you tried it elsewhere?
A little bit. I might try them this weekend, because I'm so fresh out of material that maybe I'll bring a story out.
Nice.
But
yeah.
I just assume they
done one in my life. About my dad telling me that my grandmother died, and then 7 hours ago, and it was somebody else's grandma. I'm sorry, I mixed it up.
He mixed it up, and he said that?
And I just thought my grandma was dead for like 8 hours, like a whole day.
Crying. And
then, but the way he did it, he just came in and he goes, I got it wrong, so sorry. I'm sorry. It was just like, continue on, and just fucking tears.
It's bittersweet, because you're like, well, great, Nana's alive, but also you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah, the whole day I was like, I'm going to kill it. Just so mad, but I'm just saying, like,
it makes you think it was
done one story the whole time.
Yeah.
And I can't get, there's nothing interesting that's happened.
Sure.
Right.
Or maybe
there
is, and I just can't.
Yeah. I
can't
find
the through line or the.
I opened for Bill Burr once, and we got pretty drunk after, and he's like, you got to do stories. That's what it's all about. That's the connecting with the audience. And I was like, all right, if you say so, I'll do it. But
did you see him in King of Staten Island?
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen it either.
Okay.
Oh,
I won't spoil it.
I heard he's great in it.
But the introduction of Bill, I didn't know Bill was in it. But the opening scene, not the opening scene of the movie, but the first time you see Bill, is the most Bill Burr scene you've ever seen. It's the most.
How do you fig?
Well, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about it. And Chase.
There's too many people in this movie.
Chance can shoot me an email, but essentially, I won't spoil it. But there's Pete Davidson's a fuck up, and he experiments with tattooing a little kid, a stranger.
Oh,
well, that kid's father comes knocking on his door. And it is the most Bill Burr moment I've ever seen.
Oh, he's
on
the
tape.
Father.
He's the father.
I
and it
see.
Is beautiful, beautiful Bill. Like, you know those comics that you know are just so legendary and genius, and then you'll see them, you know that. You already know it. But then you see them do a bit, or you see them in a 10-second clip in a movie, and you're like, that's what I'm talking about. Like, they're so prolific. And you're there. Do you know that you're being talked? Everyone we've had come in that knows you, that's been on the show, I've mentioned a bunch of their names. We've talked about who are the next prolific, and it's the same three every time.
Wow.
They never coordinate. They never talk. It's Tim Dillon.
Who's the third?
Andrew Schultz.
Oh, yeah.
Tim Dillon and Mark Normand.
Wow, I'm honored.
I mean, I know
good company.
I know it's hard to make that eye contact with them, but they love you. Like they love you.
This is all news to me.
And Brendan, we had dinner afterwards. I took him to a steakhouse, and we talked about you for 20 minutes. Mark,
what?
I'm telling you. Brian Callen too. Brian Callen said the same thing. You are so
Callen. He doesn't know my name.
Well revered.
Wow,
you're so well revered and so well respected.
All right, I'll
tone it down.
All right. Yeah. Tony, you're making me feel weird. But I appreciate it.
Put another pair of sunglasses on top.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he pulls out a second pair.
Oh, man.
Can you fucking stop? Thanks.
The whole thing's awkward. But now it's nice to hear, because it's a lot of hard work and yada, yada, yada. So it's good that it's paying off. But
you have this material where you kind of sound like you're making it sound like you're struggling, but you're killing.
Mm.
Like you've got this approach where, I'll do my best to not compliment you, because I'm already doing that. But I went back and watched. Comedy is an exercise. It takes time to shape. It takes time to get better at it. You see comedians who aren't as great now that end up killing it in a few years.
Yeah.
I mean, Bill Burr was not as loved as he was
stage
10
name,
years
by
ago.
The way. Stage name.
Oh, yeah. What is it?
William Burr.
Yeah, I knew that where it's going. Yeah.
Joke that everyone hates. Will Sasso.
I lost my train of thought.
I'm sorry. But everybody gets better.
That's, yeah, everybody gets better. But, Louis C.K. wasn't that great in the 90s. He wasn't that well revered.
Yeah, his first album was in Houston,
stride.
35
that's
minutes.
Right.
Live Nation. It's one of my favorite albums.
And he did that act for 10 years, he
and,
said.
And he had a, well, I guess you'd probably know because you guys.
He jerked off on me.
Yeah. Did he ask?
No, he had this story that I love that he said he was doing a Chinese restaurant gig and heard an interview with Carlin on the radio, and he was having a sandwich in the car before he was about to go up, and heard the interview with Carlin, and Carlin said, if you're ever one of those comics that's just doing your act and there's no emotional like connection,
because you've been doing it so long,
you got an autopilot. And he goes, just fucking quit, you know, basically. And he started crying in the car. And then he went up to the Chinese restaurant and he goes, my kid's a fucking asshole. He just said that. And he goes, I got the most honest laugh I've ever got in my life. Mm. And the honest laugh is, I mean, laughs are laughs, but we get it like.
Changed him.
Yeah.
Well, the same thing happened to Mo
Pickens,
right?
That's when the material shifted. And he became, and then he became Louis.
Right, right.
And that's, like, that's an awesome.
You got to shed that bullshit.
Yeah. You said that you found your stride at Mo Pickens.
Wow.
Right?
How do you know that?
Yeah.
That's deep, dark stuff there.
You, in New York, you've talked about it. You
I probably said that bombed for 2 years straight. And then I was on stage at this place, Mo Pickens, which is no longer there. Fallon used to be there all the time. It was like a hot, cool spot.
Sure.
James Fallon?
Yeah, and
stage name, Taxi Jimmy.
I got heckled immediately, and I just went off on the guy because I was so frustrated from being poor, you know, being mugged, living in New York, having no respect, no money, whatever. And I just went off on the guy, and that was killing. And I felt like myself for the first time on stage. And after that, it was like a little easier.
You just found your stride.
What year did you in your life did you move to New York? Like, what age were you when you moved to?
I think I was 23, but I moved there in September of 2007.
Yeah, and I think Mo Pickens was 2009, right? Wasn't it early on? I think
what that it closed?
No, that you when you said you found your that night. You
oh
talked
yeah,
about,
it took yeah, a yeah. while. I mean, it was over a year and a half.
Well, I went back and listened to your 2014 special. Still got it, which is kind of funny because it's your first special.
That was the joke.
Yeah. And it was. The same voice I hear now, it's fantastic.
Well, it's all in there.
You know?
You just grow.
You get better and better. I mean, I couldn't be a bigger fan.
Ah, I wish you were my dad.
Yeah. I wish I had a dad. Well, we've told that story on here.
Well, that's why you drink. But that's why YouTube is so great, because if you're really obsessed with comedy or MMA or drag racing or drag queens, there's a thing for everybody on YouTube. And some nerd out there did like the evolution of Louis C.K., the evolution of Bill Burr, the evolution of whoever, and you can watch them in like 88, bombing, doing weird sound effects.
Crazy.
To 94, where they're getting it a little bit, they're kind of finding their feet, and then, you know, 2018, and they're like geniuses. So it's kind of fun to watch that.
Chappelle,
shit.
If you watch Chappelle's JFL, it's there. But then you don't have to go like
you got to hone it.
That's gonna be the goat.
Yeah.
You're talking
about
like a 91 JFL, and then he becomes what?
Yeah.
And 15 years later, he's the greatest comic. And then 30 years later, he's the great. You know,
right.
He,
well, it's
so you don't see the through line.
Well, it's the only art form or whatever you want to call it, where like if you watch a surgeon get better at being at a certain, but you watched every step. You know, surgery, just like, oh, this guy saved me. He's 50 years in as a surgeon.
Yeah.
He's a pro. But
at
some point, he was 2 days in, but you didn't film that.
Sure.
You know, but we're filming the beginning shit.
Not to make a hard right turn, but this is from 1964. I've been.
What a transition.
I've a great
what
segue.
What a transition. That
1964. This will be our second to last one, and then I'll get you out of here. And real piece of history.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You got a haircut here. Hair looks good.
It's killing me.
Really? It looks
that's
fun.
Too
like
long?
It.
It's too long.
It looks nice.
I put it together, but if it's when I wake up, I look like an old rabbi.
Sure.
Now, what is this? This is 1964?
I have not poured it yet, but this is from 1964, Stillbrook.
Pre-Civil Rights.
This is a Beatles whiskey.
Well, we're still pre-Civil Rights there, Mark.
Oh, thank you, Chappelle.
Didn't know we were on hot ones right now.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. There we go. Nice and light. Nothing
it's
too crazy.
64. Can
1964.
You see the bottle?
Yeah. They were big into American. You see the big stars in the.
Yeah, that's. This is.
I have no idea if this is any good, so we're about to find out.
I mean, it's just cool to look at. I always think of, like, you know, how they advertised back then, how they did that, because, like, someone had to paint it, someone had to literally do it. Now you just get on a computer and you type and it's done.
And it has to reflect the times. Like, you always see these soda, evolutions of soda, how it changes, the can changes over the years.
Yeah. When was Vietnam?
65 through 70.
Yeah, this is the American Distilling Company, right?
Wow.
So bottled in 64, so right during that time period of American pride, you know?
Oh my God.
Might get back to that scent.
It's my mom. That's insane.
It's not that hot, is it?
No, it just smelled like.
The smell.
Like old.
The
smell is.
Oh, it stings.
Yeah.
Smells burn?
Whew. It's like my ex.
Mm. That was interesting. Tastes like menthol. Mouthwash.
Oh, not the best one. This is not my favorite.
This is more medical.
Medical. Yeah. Yes.
Right?
Definitely.
Either feels like it was used to cauterize someone or a doctor went to a study and then had this.
Right.
It doesn't feel like this doesn't feel humble.
No, this is okay. It's not great.
This feels kind of like
it's a little chemically. Yeah.
It feels
like
it's kind of, it's got a feather in the cap. It's too hoity-toity.
Hoity-toity. I feel like this is like in a jar at a barber shop, and they keep the combs in it.
Yeah.
This is what you give a guy to shoot before you cut his leg off.
Oh,
you know.
But you're a big fan of peat and that medicinal notes. Yeah. Do you have a favorite peated scotch? Is it Lafroy?
Well, I like Lafroy. We drank that on a tour every night, and I got hooked on it where I needed it. But I like a little Knob Cree.
Oh yeah.
Hold on.
That's how you get coronavirus.
Did it with my mouth.
Yeah.
We have an act again.
That was a hungover fart. Even the fart was like, I'm out. I don't have the energy.
That's a medical fart.
It smells like tequila. Yeah.
That's a Vietnam fart right there.
We had Sam Heughan on too from Stars. I just realized that.
Who?
That's our biggest episode. Sam Heughan, he's from Showtime or Stars.
I like it when your Outlander. Biggest guy is someone that we're like, what?
Yeah, you wouldn't respect him. Yeah. It's someone that...
And then you're like, he's on Stars.
I like that you went with respect. You'd have to know him. You wouldn't respect him.
He's someone that's very big in a female-driven audience. He's a great guy, really into whiskey. We're going to Scotland in August. I think he's going to be joining us.
Hot guy.
But he's this generation's Fabio. He's like very.
Oh wow,
Chris, can I just say that's exactly the reaction you deserve for trying to name drop in the middle of a conversation?
Yeah.
Took a mic up.
It just hit me.
He's like, I gotta grab a mic.
I wasn't trying to name drop, but he said medicinal and made me think of scotch.
It's good.
Yeah. Okay.
We're on your show. You can do whatever the fuck you want, man. Don't listen to this guy. Don't listen to us.
Yeah, this is not the best one.
Yeah, go ahead, dump it.
All right.
It's just that you know what this is? It's just too potent without there's no flavor.
No flavor.
It just feels very
it's like Tabasco, which I love hot sauce, but I don't love Tabasco because it's
Tabasco's the worst fucking hot sauce.
It's just hot. There's no flavor. Give me some Louisiana, give me some what is it, Carl's?
I love
Carl's.
Cholula
I love. Frank's. Frank's I like
is good.
Frank's is the go to.
What's Tapatio?
Tapatio's solid. Fantastic.
There's a great hot sauce here. I always try to shout them out anytime I'm on a thing. I didn't do it last time, but there are friends, and it's called Bravado.
Bravado. They're on Hot Ones.
There's like three. Yeah, they're on Hot Ones.
Oh, wow.
They're like selling out in every freaking supermarket you go to. Like they're in
based in Houston. Yeah,
they're in like Nordstrom. Now.
Wow.
High end hot sauce.
Nordstrom.
Damn, next time you come, I'll make sure to hit them up. And
sure.
We had Come and Take at the festival at Seeger Group. Bravado always hooks it up, gives every all the headliners their own hot sauce packet.
Ooh.
But it's great. They got good flavors, and Bravado's I love them. They're
all
just,
right,
they're
good awesome. Plug.
That's it.
Love a hot sauce.
Not sponsored to the show.
as he coyly smells.
So that's 15-year-old Heaven Hill juice. That's
which one was that?
I haven't poured you one yet.
You motherfucker.
Talking about Bravado.
This is plastic bottle.
Yeah, that is weird. This isn't out yet. So what we did
neither is Zide.
So we got our hands on some barrels of 15-year-old Heaven Hill juice. We're going to be releasing our own brand.
This is your shit?
Yeah. So it's gonna be a private label to support the show.
Holy crap, Ola.
And we literally selected it today, right before right before I picked you up. So that's
I love how we woke up. We're like, that's our first thing we did today. He's like, I selected a whole whiskey.
Sure. And I'm glad you told us it's yours before we trashed it.
Yeah. that's why I missed those two exits on the way here. but we selected it. It's going to be
that's good stuff. Hurts the teeth.
It's cast strength. Yeah.
Wow.
Not watered down at all.
Moonshiny.
So it's very, very strong.
So where'd you find these?
Coats the cup.
So we've got to double check on some naming rights on some old, one of the old 1900 bottles. We're going to see if that trademark's available because it's that brand's not around anymore.
Oof.
And we'll release it and it'll be at cash strength. Once you acclimate to drinking it like this all day, you don't even, it doesn't.
I can't drink like this. You know what a freaking douche I feel like doing this?
Well, not the glass, but I mean, if you just drinking it neat, you know, without water, without ice.
Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like some ice would really top this off nicely.
Eventually, your mouth gets used to it, and then you're like, this is great. Why sucks?
Do you drink neat?
All the time.
Do you drink
ice? My wife
does
too. I like ice. I like water in it.
I like the cut of the ice. It cuts it a little bit.
It chokes it too, so it helps with the burn.
Yeah.
It's real. There's nothing wrong with ice. If you want to add ice to it, no shame. Speaking of which, tonight at the Improv, we'll be there.
Hey.
I'm bringing my wife. Yeah, yeah. We're coming to the early show.
What show?
Early show. There's 7:30?
7:30.
Yeah, yeah.
Do me a favor and quiz her after, because I'm offending too many people in my act now. Maybe I'm going darker or what?
My wife's not going to care.
Okay, great.
Yeah. My wife, not a former actress. she and I, we ascribe to the belief, and this is what I think it comes down to, and I think you've already had this conversation, or it was Kyle Dunnigan and Rogan, but words are about intention.
Yeah, we talked about this last time.
That's what it was. Me and you talked about it. If you're being silly, you like to do this thing where you mess up sayings and throw the word queef or shit or rape or finger
anal.
Bang. Yeah, anal.
Jews.
It's Demon. I'm clearly joking.
Of course.
If it's not funny, it's not funny. But and my wife and I, we are on the same page on every – she drinks whiskey. She drinks more than I do. She drinks it neat. When it comes to comedy shows, you couldn't get – even if you went up there and tried your hardest, we couldn't get – not to – encourage you to do it.
Your wife's ugly. What are you upset about?
Chris said you're not going to get it. You're a bitch.
Right.
No, but I'll ask her, but I don't.
Okay, See, that's the thing is, I don't want to offend. I'm not trying to be some shock jockey guy. I just do what I think is funny, and then people get upset. And it's true. It is about the intent. But even if you say if you go, hey, merci beaucoup, and I go, oh, I didn't know you spoke Spanish, and people are like, that's French. I'm like, I know, I'm joking. It's a joke.
Yeah,
you retard. You know, like
there's always someone like on your Facebook that will, or like for me like doing jokes that they come out and they tell you the joke on the comments.
I'm
that's what the that's
the
why
joke.
I posted
exactly.
It.
Otherwise, I wouldn't say it.
But they don't get the connection.
It went right over their head.
And then they never cop to it. They never go, oh, I see. They just go, oh, you suck. Fuck you. Whatever.
And I hate to beat this to death, but I asked Shab this. You actually still handle all your social media, right?
Unfortunately.
Really?
Does that eat away at you?
It eats away. It's so time consuming. I mean, I spend hours a day doing it, and I want to control it because I'm scared of what some dweeb will do with it. You know, and also you want it to be somewhat quality.
I'll do it.
All right, yep. Great. You're Indian. Handle my IT. But it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
It's something that anytime you put yourself out there, especially with your zingers, I would imagine that it's got to eat away at you a bit when someone is just so upset by something you said.
Well, intent is harder to catch over writing, I think.
To Twitter.
Ooh, but
have you thought about giving up Twitter?
I've thought about it many times. Because my friends gave it up. I'm not going to say who, but they're like, life is better. I'm happier. I'm thinking clearer. And I'm like, damn, maybe I will. But I also get a lot out of it. I get a good zinger. And if it gets a lot of retweets, I'll bring it on stage.
Yeah.
So I like it.
It feels like that's...
But it is a cesspool of hate. It's a cesspool, man. That for some reason, I don't know what it is about Twitter.
Finally getting around to smelling your fart, Jesus Christ.
Oh, wow. Just hit, hit you over
Did
the
you
wild turkey.
It?
Yeah. Just hit me this way.
But yeah, like Instagram, it's like a lot of fun. Facebook's old people and religious quotes usually. But something about Twitter, man, they go for the jugular.
Well, that's where all the righteousness comes from. That's where all the I hate to say virtue signaling, but that's where everyone's getting got.
Why is it there, though? What do you think it is about Twitter?
There are jokes that I'll put on Facebook. I'm like, I shouldn't put that on Twitter.
Yeah, why, though? What is it? It's just a different platform.
I feel like most people are looking at Twitter. My Facebook's private. My Instagram's public. Facebook is like, it's Facebook. It's my people I know.
But Twitter's as public as public gets.
Twitter is the most public. Yeah, Twitter's the most. Twitter's your loudest friend.
Right.
And you're like, shut the fuck up, man.
All right, that makes sense.
You know, Instagram is, the photos and look at this shit.
Twitter.
Yeah.
Are you?
I can not only see when you comment, even if I'm not following, let's say I'm not following Tom Segura and you comment on something, because I'm following
it.
You, I see it.
That's what it
if
is.
If you like something, even if you don't comment, it shows up in my feed.
Oh, is that right?
I can see that you liked something because I'm following you. So I think the problem with Twitter is that if someone who hates you sees you comment something or virtue signals, and then they can just come in and say, oh, yeah, because that's what happened during this whole, whatever that girl, that woman was from one of those Fox shows. She said something about how Black Lives Matter was important, and then an ex coworker that she worked with, who is black, said, oh, yeah, well, then it's funny because 10 years ago when I was on the set of Glee, you said you wanted to shit my wig or
That's
something.
That's crazy. I didn't know they hired black people on Glee.
Yeah. So there was just this moment where, and then everyone just consumed her. So.
But also making fun of someone on Glee has nothing to do with Black Lives Matter. You know, they don't even connect.
No, what it was is that you're trying to virtue signal and let your followers know that you support Black Lives Matter.
But, it's all
but when
shit.
We worked together, I was black and you talked about shitting in my wig, which was perceived as racist. So
I know, but that could be not racist.
I agreed.
Shit in a white man's wig. Does that mean but a
couple years on
the white man wig, they got to be like an old like a court justice.
Yeah, you that's know? True. Right. That or a politician.
Well, you guys
wigs.
Are, I know we've pretty much run out of time. I know you guys are going tonight, Houston Improv, two shows. You're doing Sunday, too.
Oh, yeah. Yep. God's hole.
ImprovTX.com/Houston. And Zahed, you got any dates coming up?
This is it for now. I do have some dates coming up. Just go to, I hate to say, like, go to the website.
No one go to the website.
Say your website. What's wrong with that?
It's just my full name.
What's your full name?
It's Zahed Devji. No one has my shitty name. No one wants it.
ZahedDevji.com.
Good luck with that one on Google.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're going to autofill that with.
Why is everything in Islamic?
Xanax, Delta. By the way, are we not going to address this phallic silver dong here?
Okay, we'll have one more. My only problem is when I took it off, the cork dissolved, and I didn't want to give you a cup.
It's the fucking weirdest one.
I know.
I'm glad you...
Yes, this should be the gay porn award. Like, if you get an AVN.
It's like an Emmy.
It's a 12-year-old Ezra Brooks, but the cork dissolved.
What is he doing on the...
He's loving that big hog. He's even sitting on a pile of jizzy balls.
What is
Look
this
at that.
Bottle?
We can't use this one for
You right got to remember that. You got to remember someone drew this, and then it had to go through a board of approval. And
then
like,
someone had to give
great.
Some examples. Or like that one. Are you trying to pull a Little Mermaid and slip something in here? What's happening here? So, all right, I'll give you one more pour. All right. May have some pulp in it, so you just have to work out the cork.
Whatever. Some cork pulp?
Some cork pulp. But this is from, I believe it said 1970.
Whoa,
I got most of it out.
It's dark.
And it is not strong, so this should not...
It's not.
It should not knock you off your... Yeah, back then, nobody this would... It's 90 proof, and it's from 1970. Nobody would buy bourbon. It was such a slow mover, so they had to...
In the 70s?
70s, 80s, early 90s. So what they would do is they made decanters out of everything, because it was collectible now. So people would collect it instead of drinking it. Same end result. We have sales. You bought it. But essentially, you had.
But they bought it for the bottle, not for the
juice inside. Yeah, and now when you
it's
can
comics
find,
right now
when you can find when you can find these things at auction or whatever, they're fantastic little pieces of history. 1970, 50 years ago.
Cool, very cool looking.
80s,
bottle.
I don't know if I poured myself.
Who's
some.
Sailor from? Ezra Brooks.
Ezra Brooks, 12-year-old.
Gotcha. 12-year-old, not of age.
I'm not going to do it. All
right, keep moving.
I mean, I don't care. You can do it. But. Yeah.
Is this considered good stuff, or are we just enjoying the bottle?
This is considered good stuff, although I haven't tasted it, so let me give you a firsthand opinion.
That was a rough smell.
I like it.
Oh, yeah. That's an easy drinker, and it's cut down to 90 proof. You can drink the hell out of that all day. You can knock that back.
That's pretty easy.
Yeah, pretty easy drinking. Some might say smooth, but that's a bad word.
This, honestly, I want the ice.
Yeah, this could use a cube. One of those big, fat,
No, I love those
squares.
Circle. I love that.
Squares,
I love that. I love those.
The big one?
Yeah.
The big sphere. Balls.
Yeah, that's good.
Two questions, and we can go. Mm. When's your next? Are you going to do another special? I love one. I watched this one. It was great. Are we talking a year from now?
Yeah, it could be 2 years.
2 years.
Some people force them out, and they're half baked. And we're like, if you give them that 6 more months, that'd be a full preemie.
It'd be a better one. Yeah,
yeah.
I love Bert. I liked his last one, Secret Time, better than this one. I felt like.
Oh really?
Yeah.
But that Starbucks bit was.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Killer.
Yeah. That was.
You got to watch it. It's like a 10-minute bit about Starbucks and it's
about him
killer.
Bonding with a young kid that's a fan.
Oh, wow.
Of him, so he would go in every day, and his Starbucks bit was great. Tom Segura's special was off the charts, fantastic, and I still enjoyed Chappelle's.
I'm waiting on one from List.
I watched it.
I saw him come to Secret Group and did a, and it was killer.
It's great. It's great.
The hour with Joe List. Killer.
Yeah, Tuesdays with Stories. Definitely check out the podcast that Mark Norman and Joe List are on.
Here.
Tuesday with Stories. Thank you for coming, guys.
Yeah.
Appreciate it so much.
Comedy.
Cheers.
Balcony's first ever year-round bourbon was an inspiration. It all had to work together. A blend of carefully selected ingredients, Texas-sized pot stills, and creative people determined to find the absolute best way to usher a new whiskey along. When you discover how it pairs with a meaningful moment, suddenly the feeling of drinking great whiskey becomes a whole lot more.